Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, Tamika. My name is Kim Brooks. I apparently ordered some. I just found out. Were you the one I just spoke with regarding a refund for this $49.97?
No, ma'am, but I can pull up your account by getting your zip code to see if I have an account for you.
Okay, 63033.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that?
63033.
And what is your first and last name?
Kim Brooks.
And how much is the charge, ma'am?
The charge is for $49.97. So I just spoke with a young lady regarding another charge for $49.97, and they're refunding that one, and that was the one from February 3rd, but I'm seeing now that I got charged also back on January 3rd for $49.97. So I need to get refunded for that one too.
How do you spell your first name?
Kim, K-I-M.
B-R-O-O-K-S?
Correct.
For security purposes, may you please verify your address?
2871 Liberty Landing Court, Florissant, Missouri, 63033.
Thank you for that information. I see where you got the Wi-Fi booster, and you just paid for the shipping, which was $7.45.
Yeah, so I ordered two things. I didn't know that they were going to charge me this $49.97. So the one that the lady I spoke with referred to was the Wi-Fi booster, but I had also ordered the little thing that helps you feel bad. That's the second item that I did and stuff. And so they charged me $49.97 from the Wi-Fi booster, and then they charged me $49.97 from the, I'm assuming from the little sealer that I got.
Okay, but with that, with this account that I just pulled up for you, you was fully refunded at $49.97, which was taken out on January the 2nd.
Yeah, January 2nd, yes.
And you was refunded on February the 2nd?
No, I was not refunded on February 2nd. I just got refunded for the $49.97 today. I just spoke with the lady not like maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And she was going to put through that refund.
Okay, and she did?
Yes, she did. She said it should be back to my account within 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
But what I'm seeing is that I was charged again on February 2nd for $49.97.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding for me. Okay, I see the charge of the $59.97, but I see you was also refunded the $49.97 and the other charge you are calling about, which is the Jane River charge. That charge is 30 days past due, so I'm not able to issue a refund, issue you a refund on that amount.
No, no, no. I'm trying to get a refund issued on the February 3rd charge. There was $49.97 that was charged on my card February 3rd.
Okay, that February the 3rd charge, that was refunded in full today.
Okay, so she's refunding the wrong. So this is the thing. I did not know I even got charged this. I just went back and looked because of this first one. So she told me she was refunding for the Wi-Fi booster. The Wi-Fi booster is the one that I got that I got charged for back on January 3rd. This one right here for February 3rd is for this bag sealer or, you know, for it's some type of sealer where you can seal, like, open bags and stuff like that. That's what the February 3rd one is for.
Okay, so the charge that you got the refund for, which was the $49.97, that was for the February charge.
Okay, well, that's for a different item, though, because that's when I ordered the little bag sealer. She told me she was refunding me for the Wi-Fi booster, which is the one from January 2nd.
Okay, we're not able to offer a refund for that one because that one is 30 days past due.
I didn't even know I got charged on it. And I only went back and looked further because of this one, the one on February 3rd. I'm like, wait a minute, what are these charges? And I tried to look and see where I had some type of receipt or email or anything. I don't have anything on that, and that's why I called. So if you guys are saying that you cannot refund it, I will be disputing this with my bank. Okay?
Okay, well, I transfer you to supervisor, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I'm transferring you to a supervisor. Just stay on the line, and they're going to pick up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.